There, welcome to another episode on the Boot Podcast. My name is Oluwatosi. On today's episode, I'm going to review a book titled Love Tweets. It is a collection of different romantic poems about love, erotic moments, friendship. Basically, a man and woman narrating sweet moments and experiences they've had with each other. So reading through this book, it's deep, very deep and interesting at the same time. And I really feel that poets are not given enough accolades because their creativity is top-notch. The way this poet has been able to put words together in such a way that it rhymes and it makes meaning at the same time is something that should have a lot of accolades. So I say a big shout out to the author. Thank you so much for bringing this type of romantic moments and poems together in such a way that it makes so much meaning and we can relate to it. The way I read this poems, I read it in such a way that I'm able to picture what the poet is talking about. So let me give you an example. Let me read one of the poems out to you. It says, "You enslave me in the shackles of our love. I don't want to escape from the love prison where you have captured my heart and soul." This is nice, like really nice. Here, I'm able to picture a man and a woman, either gender, whoever is talking here, who is in love and enjoys the moment shared with the partner. And this person is not looking for an alternative. This person is not looking for a side chick. This person is totally engrossed and satisfied the way they share beautiful moments with each other. It's really nice. It's touching, and at the same time, it brings so much excitement about what goes on in the minds of two people who are in love, or friends talking about love and how beautiful love is practiced by two people, or people who are just in love and then they share nice moments. Another poem caught my attention. It says, "I wonder, what will I do if he says he loves me? I wonder, what will he do if I say I have another man? I wonder, what will I do if he says he has a woman? We look to Eros to help us out." Now, I know that relationship and love can be complicated and confusing at times. You feel you're in a relationship with someone, but you are not satisfied. Now, let me use the Gen Z language. The relationship is not really giving. Or you have eyes for someone else, another person. Or the person does not really meet your standard. Now, in this kind of situation, what will you do? This is what the person talking here is saying. What will you do? All the what ifs in the world. What if, and so many other things like that. It happens to most of us whenever we are in a relationship or whenever we love someone. What if this person is not like this? What if this person does not meet up to my standard? What if this person, so many what ifs. Now, in the midst of all the confusion and all the what ifs, poet ended it by saying that love will always win at the end, such that if you follow the footsteps of love and if you follow everything that has to do with love, you will find peace, you'll find solace, you'll find tranquility. This is a really interesting collection of poems about love, and it covers most of the things that I need to know about the dynamics of romantic love, erotic love, friendship, from the connection between two people who are in love to feeling lonely, feeling left behind. So the fact that people will always figure out love at the end of the day, no matter how challenging the situation they face, love will always win. And we rest back knowing how bright the future will always be. So that's it, guys. You can get a copy of Love Tweets on Amazon, both the Kindle version and paperback. So get a copy of Love Tweets, copy one of the poems, put it in a frame, and give it to your partner. You will definitely not regret it. So till I come your way again next time, stay blessed.